Diagnostic Listening Test 1. Listen to a student speaking with her advisor.
So, how are your courses going?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm falling behind. I mean, like, there's a lot to do, and I find I'm not, well, you know, very organized about studying.
Sounds like you need some time management tips.
Yeah, I think that might help. What do you suggest?
Well, there are a number of things you can do to organize your time. First, you need to get a sense of what you need to accomplish and the amount of time you have to do it in.
So, do I write up a list, or...?
Here, take a look at this weekly schedule template. You can access these online from the counseling department.
Oh, yeah. So, what do I do with this?
Well, to start with, you fill in the blocks, the one-hour blocks, with your typical daily activities. Sleep, meals, classes, exercise, relaxation, and then you get a sense of how much time you have left over.
Like none.
Come on now. So, then you fill that free time in with study-type activities, like previewing new material before classes and reviewing and rewriting your notes shortly after class. You see what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe. That might work for me. I mean, if I can see where I can fit in the studying, I might be more inclined to actually do it.
And always allot some time to do homework. And leave some open blocks in case you get extra assignments, like a term paper, a quiz, or an exam.
Good plan. I'm beginning to like this idea.
A little organization goes a long way. And keep the chart somewhere you can see it, like near your desk, you know, to remind yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. At least then I'll have some sort of sense of control, you know, that I can somehow manage this heavy workload, that there is a way to deal with it.
And then you'll need to buy or make some sort of monthly planner, so that you can block out when your courses start and finish, and fill in important dates, like when papers are due and when final exams begin, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, the monthly planner kind of gives you a long-term view. And then you can adjust your weekly schedule to fit in those papers and assignments. Personally, I find it helpful to sit down on Sunday night and make a to-do list for the week.
Okay.
And then I make a to-do list for the specific tasks I want to accomplish every day. And I carry it around with me, and I cross things off the list as I do them. I've got to tell you, it feels good.
Yeah, that might work. Okay, so, weekly template, a monthly planner, a weekly to-do list, and a daily to-do list. That gives me a lot of tools. I think I've got a handle on this now. Thanks for your advice.
Well, glad to be of help. Why don't you drop by later next week and tell me how it's going? And bring by your lists, and let's discuss how it's all working out for you.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks, and see you next week.